All right. Today's training, which you can get, david@dmeltzer.com, is the harmony of hidden. Harmony is the hidden multiplier. And in today's fast-paced, highly competitive world, we overlook one of the most powerful principles for success. Harmony. Not balance, harmony. In nature, everything exists in a state of alignment, in collaboration and coordination, from the changing seasons to the gravitational pull that keeps us grounded as the Earth is spinning and rotating at an extraordinary rate. However, in the human experience, in human relationships, harmony doesn't always come naturally. We interfere with it. Understanding that everything exists in harmony, and when we are not in harmony, we are interfering with that harmony. We must intentionally nurture it. As leaders, it is our responsibility to create environments where relationships thrive, whether in our personal lives, within our teams, or in a broader community. When we master the art of relational harmony, we unlock not only the potential of those around us, but also the exponentiality in our personal and professional growth, which is no better articulated than in Napoleon Hill's works. This training guide, which I'm happy to send to you, like I said, david@dmeltzer.com, will guide us through the understanding of the universality, the united infinite system, the law of harmony, the obstacles or the interference that disrupted, and the proven methods to foster and sustain the harmony in every area of your life. The universal law of harmony is an important aspect of shifting the paradigm between I am and this is what I want or think I am or want other people to think I am. Harmony is the foundation of what most people are confused with of balance and order in life. So many of us don't understand within the context of infinite time, infinite information, infinite energy, infinite inspiration. They're looking for balance and order, which only exists within the context of incremental time, linear time, man-made constructive time, human experience time. Without it, relationships, whether they're personal, professional, or communal, become fragmented, interfered with, separate from, inferior and superior, creating conditions and comparisons that lead us to inefficiencies, to lead us to interference of the inspiration, which is called stress. It even leads to conflict. The universe operates in harmony, in a harmonious way, and harmoniously, human relationships often do not exist in this harmonious way unless we intentionally nurture it by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in that harmony, by looking for the light, the love, and the lessons, by utilizing gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons, forgiveness to put us at ease, and utilizing the lesson engine of accountability to understand what am I supposed to learn from what I did? What am I supposed to learn from what I did to attract this to myself? What am I supposed to learn from what I did to be responsible? What am I supposed to learn as I did in the participation of the perception of what I did? Every entrepreneur that I work with is in a disruptive or interfering dynamic, whether it's their personal, professional, team, communal dynamic. They find projects are delayed or compromised, not because of the lack of skills and knowledge, but due to the discord among the communal, the team members, the relativity, association, and their own perception of how they're being fed. On the other hand, a cohesive, collaborative, coordinated team that values alignment and shares a definiteness of purpose always achieve far greater success in alignment with the divine direction of where they want to be, or even better, in the translation and the transformation of the detours that they take to indicate and promote, protect, love, and perfect them into a better place, a better position, a better situation. Harmony is essential for all leaders to create this unified, abundant, infinite system of thought. It creates unity within the teams, the families, and the communities that they desire to play in. What position, what people are determined upon their intention. These leaders who master harmony, not balance, harmony, unlock the exponentiality, the growth, both personally and professionally, that creates this exponentiality with harmony. We need to recognize where the interference exists, the disharmony exists, the dis-ease exists in all of our personal professional relationships. We need to make a consistent commitment to fostering the alignment to where you want to be or better, and utilize harmony with our interactions within the relativity association and feeding and bleeding spectrum and evaluation. Prioritizing harmony, not creating a separation with some false facade of balance. We must lead with intention to create this harmony, not just to succeed, but to create harmony in itself, to provide a enjoyment in the harmonious behavior. Enjoyment in the harmonious behavior consistently, persistently without quit, in the pursuit of our potential that exists within that harmony. Harmony is that hidden multiplier. What are the obstacles to harmony? Well, the path to harmony is obstructed by our interference, by our reaction to fear. The ego, as a lot of people will define it, edging goodness and gold and growth out of our life with poor communication and perception and reaction to the fear when things are not in ease or harmony and they're in dis-ease or disharmony. The misguided belief in the self-made success will create more obstacles, more interference, more friction, and it'll actually slow down your progress in pursuit and undermine the relativity associations and feeding that exists within a harmonious collaboration and coordination in our personal and professional lives. So many company leaders that I work with are obsessed with being right. They can alienate everyone around them, their employees, their partners, their associates, their friends, their family. They stifle or interfere with the collaboration and coordination, the co-creativity, the commandment, and the innovation that exists when they shift the paradigm from balance to harmony. The more an individual holds on to the notion of being quote-unquote self-made, the less they are open to the collective strength of others, knowing their who they can help and who can help them, notating that the fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find someone that's already there and ask them for directions and find someone that needs to get to where you are and give them directions. The biggest barriers to harmony is this interference, the reaction to fear. The ego edging gold, goodness, and growth out of your life. All successful leaders that I work with understand that collaboration, coordination, co-creation, and commandment, working with, not as an individual, need to be right, self-made person, but understanding how through harmony to create the most profound pursuit of your potential, which creates the enjoyment perceived and identified and defined as success. We need to identify the moments when your ego interferes with your potential relationships, your potential finance, your potential health, to name a few. We need to shift the paradigm and our own attention into an intention of a definite purpose of winning by fostering collaboration, coordination, harmony, and co-creation, and that type of commanding, working with, not demanding, separating in an inferiority or superiority perception. This is a practice to identify the obstacles to harmony, the interference to harmony, the obstruction that is created by edging goodness, gold, and growth out of our lives. We need to practice being vulnerable and saying, this is where I am, through gratitude, forgiveness, empathy, accountability, to be inspired in spirit in all situations, especially when we are afraid, knowing that we don't know what we don't know, including we don't know why we're afraid, but we do know the instant and obvious that we're reacting to it with a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, all the self-made activities that people do to assert control when they feel a disharmony or a dis-ease in their life, and they're reacting to that. There is a formula for the relativity of harmony, the relationship of harmony, the perception of participation of harmony. Harmony in relationships isn't an accident. It requires paying attention to and giving intention to doing, saying, seeing, feeling, and believing in a definiteness of purpose through value alignment, practice alignment, execution alignment, and even incentive alignment. It requires a deliberate effort through these alignments, communication, and the shortening of distance of resistance created by the reaction to fear that the ego is creating in an instant and obvious manner. These elements, when combined together, create a strong, sustainable relationship or relativity to the people, places, and things that are needed in order to accelerate creating an exponentiality of outcomes through the paying of attention, giving intention to equal the coincidences, the coinciding of a harmonious human experience dictated by the time our heart starts till the time it stops, divided by an incremental use of 24 hours, which is guaranteed to everyone except for the last day of your life. And combining and reconciling the infinite with the man-made construct, the linear with the infinite, we are allowing ourselves to perform at our potential or pursuing the performance of our potential. In this high-performing realm, the members all share common values, common practices, common execution, and even incentives. And they utilize inspiration, intelligence, intuition to communicate openly with open minds, open hearts, and open hands. And they are consistently checking their reactions to fear when their egos, edging goodness, gold, and growth out of their life, are instantly prominent in their reaction as a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and resentful, to name a few. As a result of this, the team becomes exponentially more unstoppable, exponentially more successful. They seem to be achieving more effortlessly because that is the harmonious law that exists. What are you doing to interfere with it? It's the ease, not the dis-ease, the harmony, not the disharmony. That is our natural course of laws that exist in the human experience and the infinite experience. So harmony in these relationships, the relativity or meaning of everything that exists in our past, to expand on the limitation of our future that is set by the limitations of the past, the meaning of the past. So it's the harmony in the relationship, which is the formula of expanding our own self-image, notating what? The golden rule of David Meltzer: you'll never overachieve your own self-image. You will never overachieve your own self-image. What are you doing to interfere with your self-image? When it's the values, practices, execution, and incentives, and the communication, the collaboration, the coordination, the commandments flow freely in a harmonious state, the ego is dissipated, disappears, and even dissolves at time. It is set aside so we are productive, accessible, and gracious in our pursuit of our potential, and success becomes the natural harmonious state and not a byproduct of success. We need to ensure that our values, our daily practices, our execution, and our incentives are aligned in our families, our friends, our teams, and community. We need to know and establish clear and open channels of communication, commandment, and collaboration and coordination regularly. We need to practice the humility and know that we're either humble or we're about to be. By dissipating, dissolving, shortening the distance of resistance created by our reactions of fear that edges goodness, growth, and gold out of our lives. From these critical conversations, judgments, conditions, and separations that people put upon us in an unnatural state of this is what I want people to think I am, or I give a shit what people think I am instead of I am. What am I doing to interfere with my harmony and my ease, to put me in dis-ease and disharmony? We need to apply harmony with four key relationships that exist in the relativity and association and feeding and bleeding spectrum of our lives. We need to know in the law of harmony and this idea that harmony is a hidden multiplier, that it exists without knowledge, without concrete quantitative analysis. We know that there are four key relationships that we need to focus in on. And to understand where and how to apply our harmony to our personal, professional, our communal, and our inspirational will allow us to expand and accelerate exponentially as leaders. This transformation and expansion to understand the potential conflict zone into spaces for growth, collaboration, innovation, coordination, and commandment, not demandment. Commandment is working with. I work with so many CEOs who understand the importance of internal alignment within themselves to build a culture of collaboration, coordination, and communication, of commanding. They nurture this harmonious relationship with family, teammates, and communities, which not only strengthen their leadership, but expand the impact that they have. This is the basis, the backbone, the vertebrae of the empowerment of over a billion people to empower 1,000, to empower 1,000, to empower 1,000. 1,000 times 1,000 is a million times 1,000 is a billion. We together in this community can change the world by changing the collective consciousness so that we are all enjoying through harmony the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of our potential. Harmony is the most effective when it is applied across all four of these key relationships, from self to family to professional to broader community. In this spectrum of understanding empowerment of others to empower others into the exponentiality of harmony, we now can be more effective, efficient, and statistically successful to allow others to be productive, accessible, and gracious in their time. We need to remind, remember, recollect, and reflect in the harmonious relationships and lessons that are learned in the four key relationships of self, family, business, and community, in that order. Self, family, business, and community are the four key elements, four key relationships of applying harmony. We need to be intentional about it. We need to pay attention to those, what position we're playing in that relationship, what team we're playing on in that relationships, what's the relativity, what's the association, and how do I feed myself from the natural feeding and bleeding that occurs in all relationships. We need to adjust through the indication of the lessons that we learn, the pain, the setbacks, the failures and mistakes, the defining moments, the historical relevances. We need to adjust our approach in each of these areas to foster better alignment with the values, the practices, the execution, and the incentives for better alignment, commandment, connection, reflection, remembrance, and reminding. Knowing what we're remembering, reminding, and reflecting to and through something bigger than us, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we think, say, do, believe, and feel in alignment with that, and prioritize them by what's important to us, not what's important to others, not what by missing, not by what's not there or what we don't want. I guarantee if you are in harmony with what you don't want, you'll get more of what you don't want. If you're in harmony with what other people want for you, you will get what other people want for you. If you're in harmony in what's missing, you'll get what's missing. We need to prioritize the relationships of self, family, business, and community to align with our long-term divine. A divine direction that transforms detours into their divinity by indicating, promoting, protecting, loving, and perfecting us towards where we want to be or better, and allowing for divine time to create the exponentiality to get us to where we want to be or better, and enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of getting to where we want to be or better by utilizing the values, practices, execution model, and incentives that are there. Incentives are what we want for ourselves, for our families, for our businesses, and for our communities. That is the divine direction in which we pursue and enjoy what we don't like or don't love, or other people don't like or love, and discard the lapse of time and discard the meaning that we give it and discard what other people want, what's missing, and what we don't have. Lesson five, the tools and practices to create harmony are needed. And we need to practice through the values, practices, execution, and incentives. We need to foster and maintain harmony in these four areas. As leaders, we must engage and empower with these specific practices that will support, according to the time in which we are experiencing, infinite or incremental, non-negotiable or negotiable, planned or unplanned, paid for or unpaid for, even sleep, that we need to utilize specific practices to support a balance of that time, not of the activities. Creating focus and clarity and connection through and to an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, infinite, abundant, unified system of thought with more than enough time, more than enough energy, more than enough information, more than enough inspiration. These tools are necessary for harmony to exist. Without these tools, harmony cannot be sustained. And so we have to utilize tools and practices of knowing what we want in time, who can help us and who can we help, how best to do it, think it, say it, believe it, and feel it within the context of the 24 hours of man-made constructive time, the guarantee of God, each day, every day, except for the last day of our lives. And we need to then prioritize the now. Prioritization will be the antidote to dis-ease. Prioritization will be the antidote to disharmony. When we know what, who, and how, we know what to do now, and 100% of the things we do now will exist in harmony, and so knowing what we do next will as well. Those who practice, cancel, clear, and connect to keep the conscious continuum in harmony with one another, the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competencies that we have also have to be in harmony as well to reduce the interference between this continuum, between the man-made constructs of human experience and the infinite that exists, the powerful, all-powerful knowing and inspiration. This will allow us to live in harmony. This will allow us to dissipate the dis-ease and the disharmony and prevent destructive behaviors. Productive behaviors are those behaviors that are aligned with where we want to be or better. Destructive behaviors are that which interferes with it. And we want to develop in the conscious continuum by canceling any negative thoughts, actions, words, feelings, and beliefs in the conscious, by clearing our subconscious of the negative, repetitive thought patterns and infinite loops that we've created genetically and energetically, and our actual unconscious competencies that are inherited through genetics and energetics, and utilizing the understanding of conscious behaviors, productive, and the clearing of the subconscious mind to activate our best selves with exist in a coding that was genetically and energetically inherited through patterns and infinite loops of behaviors. Practical tools like emotional regulation, gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability help leaders maintain harmony even in the struggle. I always say, don't waste the struggle. Utilize the struggle to elevate your awareness to the harmony that exists within challenging situations, setbacks, failures, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevance that challenges you. When we can implement cancel, clear, connect, whenever negative energy and misalignment, dis-ease exists, utilizing our understanding of the reaction to fear with ego, edging goodness, growth, and gold out of our life, using the stop, drop, and roll with emotion, the energy of emotion, to manage the emotional triggers that exist with the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and worried, that are duplicate negatives that not only interfere with our harmony, but it's wishing for what we don't want or what other people want or what's missing. When we cultivate daily gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability to maintain relationships with all of the non-negotiable behaviors in order to compound harmony in our lives. Finally, the compound interest in harmonious relationships that define the lessons that we teach here, that harmony is the hidden multiplier. These exercises and guides are available to you. Just email me, because I know there's no way. You got to go back, read it, study it, practice it. But we can compound the interest of harmonious relationships, the relativity and the meaning that will expand the limitation of our own self-image. Notating what? we'll never overachieve our own self-image. The harmony that exists in relationship will yield long-term exponential results far beyond the immediate outcomes that you don't understand. Because most of the immediate outcomes that you have are not evidentiary or are contrary to the evidence of where you want to be or better. But it is this harmony in the relationship to it that accelerates the growth, builds trust, and unlocks the limitlessness of opportunities, options, and touches of favor that exists within collaboration, coordination, commanding and innovating your life, designing your life in a divine direction, recreating the divine detours, and allowing for divine time. I help people build a harmonious professional network. And if you're not part of our harmonious professional network, then you should be. You should reach out to me to join. We guarantee it's a profit center. It is a network of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. It's a network of people that are pursuing their potential and leads to expanded opportunities, options, and touches of favor in person, on the phone, via email, and social media. Create better partnerships, better relativity, and long-lasting success, a sustainable model of values, practices, and execution, and incentives. It allows you to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. All you got to do is reach out to me for these exercises, guides, for all the different books that I have, and to join this harmonious professional network of ours, david@dmeltzer.com. The more you nurture these relationships and utilize the networks that we've already created for you, the more you'll grow and compound through this harmonious network of relationships. Relationships are not a sacrifice. They're an investment. They compound interest. They accelerate and aggregate where you want to be or better. They are your who you can help and who can help you, the two fastest way to get to where you want to be exponentially. And the more you invest in fostering this harmony, the greater the long-term exponentiality of results, regardless of the evidence that's not there or the evidence that's contrary to where you want to be. We need to invest the infinite and the human experience. We need to invest the divine direction, detours in time and energy into building meaning, relativity, in the relativity of harmony, in all the relationships of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe. We need to look for ways to compound the positivity, the impact of your harmonious connections, which we want to provide to you. We need to be consistent and persistent in the pursuit of nurturing these relationships to aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially for your long-term success, detaching your ego and your emotions to outcomes that you don't want, that you're worried about, that's missing, or other people want for you. It is true collaboration and inspiration to something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom. Harmony is a hidden multiplier. It is one in which Einstein and many others who have mentored and I've studied have allowed me to understand how we can create exponentiality of what we want or better, expand our limitations of our past into a self-image of our future. As we walk away from this training, remember that harmony is not a passive state. It's a predisposition to a disposition of aggregation, acceleration, and compounding. It's a hidden multiplier. It is not passive. It requires you to do, say, think, feel, and believe in the predisposition of faith that there is harmony, something bigger than you, protecting, promoting, loving, and perfecting you. It is an active, ongoing process of values, practices, execution, and incentives that requires intentionality, a definiteness of purpose in which we've learned from the seminal personal development content of Napoleon Hill, which is why I'm here every Wednesday teaching the modern day perspective of Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Debt, the Laws of Success, and so forth and so on. It is through alignment with the values, practices, execution, and incentives that we open up the inspiration, the collaboration, the coordination, and commandments that we live by. Utilizing a predisposition of surrender and humility, that we don't know what we don't know, that I'm either humble or I'm about to be, that we build relationships that not only support our success, but also create the exponentiality of lasting impact. By applying harmony to these principles, we become more than just a leader. We become an intelligent follower. We become a force that inspires, collaborates, coordinates, cultivates trust, and builds stronger community with self, with family, with business and community. The hidden multiplier, the compound interest of harmonious relationship, is immeasurable. It's infinite in its nature. It's ununderstandable. And as we grow with our ability to lead in this inspiration, intuition, and intelligence with harmony, we will see a world that around us shifts, as our paradigm has, towards a greater, unified, abundant, infinite system of thought, innovation, and success. We need to strive to make harmony our guiding principle and legacy. We need to watch our influence multiplies in ways that we never could imagine, expanding our self-image within the context of ease and harmony, identifying what we're doing to put ourselves at dis-ease and disharmony. Utilize the hidden multiplier, harmony, in order to exceed the impact, the efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistics of success. Utilize the hidden multiplier to get to where you want to be, or better, faster. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute's training on harmony as the hidden multiplier. If you'd like the exercises and guides from today or other ones, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Thank you, everyone, so much.